Drugstore giant CVS is requiring employees with company health insurance to report health data like weight and body fat or pay a $50 a month penalty fee in their premiums. CVS says it won't look at the information, it will pay for the screenings. It just wants to encourage workers to be aware of their health stats and improve them. That got us thinking, which works better, the carrot or the punitive fee, the stick? Francois de Brandt is executive director of the nonprofit Healthcare Incentives Improvement Institute and co-author of the new book, The Incentive Cure, The Real Relief for Healthcare. He says incentive reward programs have been around for a while, but there were concerns that they kept doctors out of the picture and didn't always lead to better health. We'll get to that. But Francois, which approach are companies using, incentives or punishments?
I'd say that the vast majority of them today are using more of a positive incentive approach as opposed to a penalty approach.
Well, in fact, we're looking at the 18th annual Towers Watson survey on employees' health care. It says 2/3 of all companies offer incentives. 36% of companies reward employees for participating in the stop smoking programs, but 42%, so more companies, charge tobacco users about $50 a month. You're saying that there was a time when there was more leaning towards rewards, but it sort of cut out the doctor's role. You know, in other words, if you're just saying to somebody, starve yourself and lose 100 pounds and we'll give you money, doesn't necessarily make them healthier, doesn't involve doctors in requiring doctors to have better outcomes as well.
That's right, Robin. So the goal now for most employers is really to engage both sides of this equation. Mm-hmm. And hence, the patient and the physician have a greater likelihood of becoming partners as opposed to acting independently.
Well, and President Obama's health care reform, which goes fully into effect next year, allows employers to offer rewards of up to 30% of the total cost of the health insurance to their employees. But we also know that in other parts of the healthcare reform, it requires doctors and hospitals to have better outcomes. That seems to be the hand in glove that you're talking about.
That's exactly right. Traditional economics put a large emphasis on the role of incentives. Recent economic theory has shown that most individuals value losses greater than they value gains. And it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. The fear of losing, say, $10 is actually perceived as having a higher value or negative value, if you will, than the chance of winning 10.
Really?
So yes. For example, a penalty for smokers has a higher chance of changing behaviors than simply saying, we'll give you more money if you participate in a smoking cessation program.
Well, is this new thinking? Because we're reading articles, let's say here's the New York Times from 2010, talking about all of these incentive programs. One of the country's biggest insurance companies, United Health, has a program called Personal Rewards. And it's sort of the equivalent of driver discounts that you get or frequent flyer miles. And some companies not just giving out cash, but giving out merchandise, weekends at the Ritz-Carlton. And it seemed to be the trend. Are you saying that the realization is that there needs to be a little more of the stick?
Well, the prospect theory, which is the theory I just talked about valuing losses more than gains, has been around for a while, and its creators won the Nobel Prize in Economics a couple of years ago. But it's tougher to implement a penalty than it is a reward. So with the combination of the economic crisis, the continuing growth in healthcare expenses, there's a recognition that we need to now focus on what's going to work, and it's pretty clear that penalties work a lot better at modifying the behaviors of the ones who are the most recalcitrant.
Well, we were going to ask about that because for some of these companies, the reward can be in the four figures for the workers. So we were thinking that the healthy workers would jump right in, you know, hit all their markers, and the company would end up paying all this cash out to their already healthy workers.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you look at the evidence of effectiveness of these programs, there's no return on investment.
Francois de Brandt, Executive Director of the Healthcare Incentives Improvement Institute, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, and we asked you at facebook.com/hearnowradio what you thought of CVS's new requirement that employees give certain stats like weight to their insurance company. Hadley Stern says this should be illegal. Benedict Holland writes, how does CVS even know if you do this? They can't access your records, can they? Bob Adams says, good. People should take responsibility. But Molly Moore says, CVS sells cigarettes and candy bars. Who are they to make these requirements? Your thoughts at hearnow.org or on Facebook.